With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The budget bill approved by the Senate Tuesday removes a proposed tax on solar and wind energy projects, but quickly phases out tax credits for wind, solar, and other renewable energy. Details from reporter Bernie Bennett.
The Senate approved the bill 51-50 as President Donald Trump and GOP lawmakers moved to dismantle the 2022 climate law passed by Democrats under former President Joe Biden. The excise tax on solar and wind generation projects was added to the Senate bill over the weekend, prompting bipartisan pushback from lawmakers as well as clean energy developers and advocates. The final bill removes the tax, but mostly sticks with legislative language released late Friday night and would end incentives for clean energy sooner than a draft version unveiled 2 weeks ago. Bernie Bennett, Capitol Hill.
Televangelist Jimmy Swaggart has passed away at the age of 90.
The Louisiana native was best known for being a captivating Pentecostal preacher with a massive following before being caught on camera with a prostitute in New Orleans in 1988. Swaggart grew up poor, the son of a preacher. He said he first heard the call of God at age 8.
Correspondent Julie Walker says that he passed after a two-week hospitalization following a cardiac arrest on June 15th. And California crews are battling a massive fire at a fireworks facility northwest of Sacramento. No reports of injuries, but overhead video shows the property engulfed in flames. There was at least one explosion during that fire that set off fireworks and plumes of thick black smoke, which could be seen for miles. Millions are under flood alerts as severe weather pummels the mid-Atlantic region. Heavy rains led to flooding in Maryland, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Also, a report of a tornado touching down in Delaware. Storms are affecting air travel as well. There have been thousands of flight delays. This is SRN News. A new poll examines the influence of fathers. SRN's Michael Harrington has more on the story.
It comes from the Barna Group, and it finds that boys who have good relationships with their dads have better family life and adulthood. 65% of men who got along with their fathers say they are satisfied in their married life, compared to 58% of men who had a negative relationship with dad. Men who got on well with their fathers are also more likely to be on good terms with their own children, 53% to 44%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Queer trans activists wrapped up Gay Pride Month with what's described as vile parades in multiple cities over the weekend, but major U.S. companies have been withdrawing support for gay pride events, reflecting a broader walking back of diversity and inclusion efforts amid shifting public sentiment. NYC Pride says about 20% of its corporate sponsors have dropped or reduced support. This is SRN News. Wimbledon has chosen technology over the human touch.
There are no line judges at the All England Clubs matches of the oldest Grand Slam tournament. Rulings on whether the ball was in or out instead were made by an electronic line calling system that uses recorded voices to announce when a shot lands astray. The new setup puts Wimbledon in line with nearly every other top-tier tennis event on all surfaces, although the French Open, played on red clay, remains an exception, sticking with judges. John Scott reporting.
In Texas, the mother of a Tarrant County boy missing for more than 2 years has now been added to the FBI's 10 most wanted fugitives list. Cindy Rodriguez-Singh, charged with capital murder and the disappearance of Noel, who's presumed dead, although no body's ever been found. The six-year-old with special needs was last seen in 2022. More details at srnnews.com.